Snoring may be causing voice problems. Let me explain. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Yeah, mouth breathing and snoring can dry your vocal folds. As we saw previously, part of the job of the nostrils is to humidify the air as it enters your body. And if you're not using your nostrils to breathe, then that's not going to happen. I mean, obviously, it's okay to take gasps of air through your mouth as you speak, but try to otherwise inhale through your nose. It warms, it moisturises, it filters the air as it comes into your body. And that's especially true at night. Otherwise, you're going to have hours of dry, unfiltered air passing your larynx. If you sleep on your back, you're especially prone to this kind of bad breathing. Try to consciously sleep with a closed mouth. Consider having perhaps a humidifier in your room. And it's almost obvious to say that if you have a problem, either short or long term, with breathing through your nose, then consult a specialist. Not only is it a case that the nose knows best when it comes to inhalation, but it's also one of the resonators of your voice, which helps create a nicer, warmer, fuller sound. Oh, and it's always good not just to rely on your mouth for your breathing needs and to have a fully working backup. Talking about snoring, let's talk about rest as well, because a good night's sleep will help your entire body as well as your voice. If you're well rested, then your brain will be sharp, you'll make fewer mistakes when you're reading your script, you'll be more confident, and you'll sound better because you'll be more relaxed. Your session will take less long, so you'll have less time to get tired. Tomorrow, voice problems caused by shouting and smoking, as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.